Bezer Hashem, Simin Kutsa design really could be broken down into two topics. One topic that we're going to discuss is Tefillah b'Shabbos. A woman whose time to go to the mikvah falls out on Shabbos, and that's going to be Kutsa design Aleph and Beis. And then what we're going to discuss is instances where the halacha will permit a woman to go to the mikveh during the day. So basically that's kufza design. Those are the two topics that we're going to discuss. In order to understand, and we'll see that almost everything in the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Shach, and Taz, that's going to come up. It's amazing, as we're going to read along, even in the advanced parish of the Shach called Nekudas HaKesef, everything really revolves around three basic sugyas. So if we nail down the background in these three basic sugyas, then everything in the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Shach, and Taz will become clear. And the three sugyas are the following. So this is the introduction of the halachas of a woman being tovel on Shabbos. Of course, it will touch on tefillah b'Shabbos in general. It revolves around issue number one is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which becomes a machlokas Rishon and how we pass in the halacha, and that is tefillah bizman mitzvah. Is there a requirement according to the Torah, a mitzvah, in other words, a mitzvah saseh, for a woman to go through with tefillah, or for that matter, a man who's tameh as well, for them to be tovel at a particular the moment in which they are tar? Is there an inyan that at that moment, at night, that they should go to the mikvah? So that is based, the way Tosis and Yuma understands this. There are other explanations in the Rishon, but to keep things streamlined, Tosis and Yuma, Daf Chesam and Alf, based on the Pasuk, V'chito b'yom, V'chi beis begoda, V'rochatz b'mayim, V'toher ba'arev, that we say in regards to Paraduma, that there the emphasis is V'toher ba'arev. So Tosis understands that we see from here that there is a particular mitzvah, that the moment in which a person can go to the mikvah, so then in such a case, they are supposed to. At that night, they're already supposed to go to the mikvah. So obviously, leaving aside a lot of maso matam between the Tanoim and the Amorayim, at the end of the day, there's a machlekes rishonim, how we paskin. So therefore, the Tur in Sif Beis says the following, Rabbeinu Chananel posak tefillah bizman mitzvah, Hilchach mitzvah shetitvol miyad achar sheyichlu yimei sfirasa. Rabbeinu Tam pasak. Rabbeinu Tam appears in Yuma on Chaf Amid Aleph. This is also a sugya nida on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Pasak the tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. So that is the first machlokis that's going to be relevant in terms of our issue of a woman going to the mikvah on Shabbos. Why would it be relevant in terms of that particular issue? Well, if you're going to say that there's some type of problem, whether it be rabbinic or biblical, that we have for a woman to go to the mikvah, if the Torah tells you that you should, so if there's some iser, particularly midrabanan, so then we say, okay, but the Torah says tefillah bizman mitzvah, so that will override the din derabanan. Obviously, we're going to make reference to that shortly. The Tur concludes that he actually would think that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Chananel. And he brings an interesting raya from the Yerushalmi. So take a look at the Tur inside. Ubi Yerushalmi Isa Kedivra Rabbeinu Chananel. De Garcin Hasam Al Hode Ka'amar Isha Shiesh Laveses. Bailo Mechashev Yimei Vesta Ubalel. That a woman when she comes home, when he comes home, could simply calculate when his wife's Vestas is, and then he has relations with her. Hado Amrit Sha'asul Isha Lamal Bitumasa. How can he assume that his wife is Tahora? Automatically, just because he makes a calculation that she must have gone to the mikvah, it must be that she had a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. If she didn't have a mitzvah, could very well be that she didn't. You could be mafakbik with this raya, yeshla ayin in maraya. But this is ad kan dvar vakdoshim of the Tur, and this is what the Tur tells us is the way in which he would follow. Generally, the consensus amongst the poskim, starting from the Beis Yosef and on, is actually not like the Tur. And that is that we assume that tefillah bizmana is lav mitzvah, not like Rabbeinu Tam, particularly bizman hazeh. And that issue, that raises issue number two. And that is that, so we have a machlokis. It's a machlokis, just filling out on the board,
Machlokis Beishamay Batila, Machlokis Rabbeinu Tam, V'Rabbeinu Chananel. So that's issue number one. Tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Again, how this applies halacha l'maaseh to tefillah b'Shabbos, we haven't discussed yet, but we'll get to Be'ezer Hashem shortly. Issue number two that we have is the following question, which the Beis Yosef raised, and that is tefillah b'zman mitzvah relevant today? Is it shayach? Let's give it Rosh Tevos. Tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Taban. Is taban shayach b'zman hazeh? Do we say that even if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah applies, nevertheless, it could very well be that it's not relevant today? Why would it not be relevant today? Points out the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef himself is mefalpel with this. I'm going to give you the Beis Yosef's conclusion. Ironically, the shtickl Torah that the Beis Yosef develops ultimately becomes a shita of the Ramah. We're going to get to that shortly. But I'm going to give you first the conclusion of the Beis Yosef. And what we're going to do is develop on the board, we're going to put Mechaber and Ramah. We're going to see that the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah is going to carry through on these particular issues. So says the Beis Yosef as follows, that no, even if you hold tefillah bizmana is going to be mitzvah, at the end of the day, that only was bizmanam when they went to the mikvah at the appropriate time. But bizmana zeh, we have chumras Rabbi Zeira. So most women we really believe is a need, are nida. So then what would be her mitzvah? Her mitzvah would be to go on the seventh day. The seventh day comes, it passes. She goes the ninth or the eighth day. So he says it's not shayach bizman hazeh because we have chumras Rabbi Zeira. Once we have chumras Rabbi Zeira, so then in such a case, even if you hold like Rabbeinu Chananel, so we paskin tefillah bizman mitzvah, but at the end of the day, it's not going to be relevant bizman hazeh. And the Beis Yosef points out in Dibur HaMaskel Umashe Kosav that this already he developed in other areas of halacha. By the way, there's a bit of history over here, and that is it. If you could be medayik, fun diuk, and that is, it seems to me that the Beis Yosef wrote his perish on Orach Chaim before he wrote his perish on Yoredeya, because the Beis Yosef writes in Dibur HaMaskel Umashe Kosav Ukvar Kosavti Behilchas Tisha B'Av Behilchas Yom HaKippurim. I already wrote in Hilchas Tisha B'Av and Hilchas Yom HaKippurim that we don't go to mikvah on the night of Tisha B'Av or on Yom HaKippurim. And he argues that if you would hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, this gets involved with the Rishonim as well, if you would say it's shayach b'zman hazeh, then it could very well be that outside of Pru Revu, which of course you can't do on the night of Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av, we would still send the woman to the mikvah because tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Elamai, zet min azvos. We see from here that b'zman hazeh, he argues, again, the Beis Yosef bring a raya from his great sefer, Beis Yosef, that he himself wrote, that I already taught that the halach is that you don't go. By the way, this is halach l'maisa, we don't go to mikvah on the night of Yom HaKippurim, the night of Tisha B'Av. So he says that we would not go to mikvah. Why? Because even if you held tefillah b'zman mitzvah, which is a big machlokes rishonim, at the end of the day, it could very well be that's not relevant bizman hazeh. The Beis Yosef himself entertained another svara, which he ultimately rejects, which the Ramah likes. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe says as follows. The Ramah says like this. No. Tefillah bizman mitzvah, if you hold tefillah bizman mitzvah, then it still applies bizman hazeh. Because what does it mean, tefillah bizman mitzvah? Fascinating chakira. Is tefillah bizman mitzvah mean when the Torah tells us you have to go to the mikvah, that's the mitzvah? So here, the Torah probably would say to go on the eighth night. Or do you say tefillah bizman mitzvah is that you're supposed to go when is the first time practically you're able to go? A fascinating question of tefillah bizman mitzvah. So the Ramah says in Darkei Moshe, Sifkaton Gimel, that tefillah bizman mitzvah means that only in a context in which the halacha allows you to go is your mitzvah to go. If the halacha has changed, that we have chumras Rabbi Zeira v'chule v'chule, then tefillah bizman mitzvah will apply even bizman hazeh. Okay, so that's issue number two. Issue number three is the following. Issue number three is there an issue of going to a mikvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Mikvah b'Shabbos. What's the situation with mikvah b'Shabbos? Are you allowed to go? Is it problematic? Is it not? So the answer to that question is that there are two levels. Number one, clearly, the Gemara in Beitza, this is both on Beitza Yud Zayin on the Beis, to Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Both of these things are mentioned in the Gemara. That technically there is a problem of someone who's tameh to go to mikvah on Shabbos. And that is, the issue is that it's an Isser Midrabanan, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it's Tikkun Manim. That it's not Tikkun Manim Mamish, it's not Makabe Patish completing a utensil, but at the end of the day, it's a Gzera Midrabanan because it resembles Tikkun Manim. Because somebody who started off as Tame is now coming out Tor, so there is a Gzera Midrabanan for someone to go to Mikvah.
Okay.
How do we, what is the other side? Well, the Gemara says there is a tzad to be mekel. And this is going to be the tzad to be machmir. This is going to be tzad to machmir. But at the same time, there's also a tzad to be mekel, which the Gemara suggests. And that is nira kemekar. What's asur on Shabbos is to bathe medina de Gemara and medina de Rishonim is to bathe in hot water. Really, technically, until you get to the later achronim, in fact, in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Chavav of Orech Haim, you will see that technically a person is allowed to go to cold water on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah over there in Shin Chavav, on the Shulchan Aruch of Siv Zayin, comments that today our custom is not to, we don't go even into cold water, and the chash that the later Rishonim and Achronim had is that people might come to squeeze out their hair. But technically, the Gemara already says that a person could go into cold water. So here we have an atzad to be makel on mikvah. What's the chash? The chash is, that's nirik misake mona, but how do you know that this person really needs to go to the mikvah? How do you know that they need to go? How do you know he needs to go? How do you know she needs to go? Nirik meikar, it appears as if they're just simply going to cool down. So if they're going to cool down, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that it could very well be that it's mutter. So the Gemara is ambivalent in regards to going to the mikvah on Shabbos. On the one hand, the Mishnah says if it's obvious that someone who's coming is going when they're tar, then in such a case it will be problematic. On the other hand, because of nirik meikar, we get rid of that problem. Oh, so comes along the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef likes all of the reasons above to be matir, for a woman to go to a mikvah on Shabbos. Number one, the Beis Yosef says that at the end of the day, as far as, let's start with issue number two, tefillah bizmana mitzvah is not shayach bizman hazeh. On the other hand, he says, we paskin that the halacha is that one is allowed to be tovel. One's allowed to be tovel. If you take a look, this is a debate that the Beis Yosef has with the Ogur. And we're going to read this inside, Kosov Ogur, in the Beis Yosef, up until Oz Gimel. And then we will see how it's manifest throughout in the Darkei Moshe, Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach and the Taz. So let's go through now to say that now that I gave you the background, let's read inside. Zok Teilig Beis Yosef. Kasa Ba'ogur. Nishal Mayri Avi Mari Landau. Al Isha She'ira Zman Tfilosa Bilel Chamishi. Now he deals with a particular case, which we're going to discuss in detail. And right now, we're not going to deal with the Pratim, but we will get there shortly. And that is a woman who really was supposed to go to Mikvah on Thursday night. Venensa Shelo Tavla. And she had an onus that she wasn't able to go to the mikvah. Im yechola litbo below Shabbos. So there is this middle category of someone who could have gone earlier, which we haven't put on the board, which we haven't discussed yet, which we're going to get to eventually. But let's just talk about tefillah on Lel Shabbos. Veheishiv de'eni yechola litbo. Ho v'idchi zman tefillah. So he says she can't go to the mikvah because she pushed it off. So this is a middle category. On the one hand, in theory, we'd allow, but someone who pushed it off can't. We'll get back to that. Kakos of Ria Levi, Shimocha Litva Lel Shabbos Rak Bizman and Mamish. V'chein Pasuk Mari Molin, this is what the Maril says, V'chein El Litva M'motzoi Shabbos, Lo Etiru Lachu B'lai Lel B'dover Efsha, well that we'll discuss shortly. And here's the critical line. It says, the Beis Yosef V'ein Divreihem Nirli. This doesn't seem correct. Why? The kiv on the kol nishidi don ain't tov los b'shvili reason ain't chiluk beinitcha yom tvilasa lo nitcha. Nowadays, says the mechaber, we never have tvila bizmana. We never have tvila bizmana. Why? Because the Rama, the mechaber himself holds
that tefillah bizmana is not shayich bizmana zeh, because you don't do tefillah on day number 8. So that was issue number 2. Oh, if that's so, la'olam yicholim bo b'Shabbos. All women could go to mikvah on Shabbos. V'chein imadavar. And there, then the Rav Beis Yosef adds to issue number 3. Ef shalomar de svira lanu, de tfilas adam b'Shabbos mishri shari. Today, we hold that it's mutter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So the Mechaber holds at the end of the day, even though it's not tefillah bizmana mitzvah, nevertheless you're able to go. Why? Because the Mechaber goes with this svara of Meikar. However, we're going to see that the Ramah is not so excited about this. The Ramah is not going to always be Meikil and say that's nirik Meikar. The Ramah is going to be Choshesh. Emphasis is on the word of Choshesh for the problem of Tikkun Maneh. So what's going to emerge is the following. Says the Heilige Mechaber in Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Siv Beis, Im Baila Be'ir Mitzvah Litbo Bezmana, Shelo Levatel Mipirya Verivya Filu Laila Achas. So the Mechaber says like this. We'll start with Siv Beis. We'll get back to Siv Alek Bli Nether, which is straightforward. If her husband is in the city, so then in such a case, she should do tefillah bizmana. Shelo levato mipirya verivya afilu laila achas. She should always go to the mikvah. Notice, no mention about Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, the Mechaber doesn't mention this at all, even though he had many, many, many lines in the Beis Yosef about it. You should always go to the mikvah. Why should you always go to the mikvah? Notice, let's be medayek. The Mechaber did not say because of tefillah bizmano mitzvah, but rather, shelo levatel mipirya verivya. Shelo levatel mipirya verivya. Tefillah bizmano mitzvah is not relevant, bizman hazeh, according to the Mechaber. It's not relevant, either because, A, we paskin tefillah bizman alav mitzvah, which seems to be the opinion of the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef, or B, that even if you say tefillah bizman a mitzvah, it's not shayich bizman hazeh, because we don't go on the night of the 8th. So the Mechaber says, straightforward, the halacha is, as we always like to say, that the Mechaber is always the derech hamelech, he's not afraid to take sides on an issue, no psharis. Mechaber takes sides. He even introduces the chumras that the Ramah ultimately runs with, but he rejects them. He knows what the Ramah is going to say, but he rejects them. Mechaber is a derech hamelech. A, we decide on issue A, tefillah bizman alav mitzvah. B, even if you're going to dray tefillah bizman a mitzvah, at the end of the day, it's not shayach bizman hazeh. And the Mechaber has no question about Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos is mutter legamri because of Nira Kameikar. That's going to be the derech of the Mechaber. The Ramah is going to fudge on all of the above issues. The Ramah is going to, as our special Masorah, the Ramah is going to have the beautiful compromise where the Ramah is going to develop a totally different approach because he's going to hedge on some of the issues. Maybe it's usher to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Maybe the only time you're allowed to go to mikvah on Shabbos if you hold tefillah bizmana mitzvah. And today, maybe it's not. So because of all that, we have many different psharas from the Heilige Ramah. Of course, when I say fudge, it's not because the Ramah is indecisive. It's because the Ramah, in his Masorah, is choshesh for the different shitas. So let's see. Let's see the Ramah. Now, let's not start with the Ramah on Shulchan Aruch. Let's start with the Ramah on Darkei Moshe. Like usual, to really understand the Ramah, we need to do the Darkei Moshe. So the first thing that's going to put us in a corner, us Ashkenazim in a corner, is the Trumas Hadeshin. In Siv Katan Beis, which the Beis Yosef makes reference to and rejects, The Darchei Moshe does take into account, excuse me, Sifkot and Gimel in the Darchei Moshe. He quotes the Ma'arai in the Trumas Hadash. V'chein kasa Ma'arai b'Trumas Hadash Simrim Reishun Hei. V'zeh Lashon. Isha sherotza litfal achar leidasa b'Shabbos. This is a fascinating shaila which we're going to get to as well. And that is that a woman wants to go to her tefillah after she had given birth. For simplistic purposes, let's talk about a woman who was too weak to go to the mikveh, and now she feels like she's ready after she's given birth. Not because the halacha says that now she's supposed to go to the mikveh, but she was too weak. And she could have gone to the mikveh prior. Afilu Rabbeinu Tam, the pasuk, kol vein tefillah b'zman mitzvah, asura litvah b'shabbos, haynu dafki kishein baila b'ir, ela sherotz litvah mishum tefillah b'zman. Aval kishe baila b'ir muteres litvah b'shabbos afilu lo b'zmana, mishum mitzvahs pirvivrivio mitzvahs ona. So the Trumas Hadeshen says it depends on whether her husband is in the city. If her husband is in the city, so then in such a case, we'll be makel. We'll be makel. However, if her husband is not in the city, then we won't. Why could we be makel? At the end of the day, it's not us, or because it appears she's cooling down. Mikol makom, however, kishahoisi yichol litbol b'chol. But if she had the ability to go to the mikveh during the week, elishim tinal Shabbos, but she waited for Shabbos, then we're going to be machmir. Then in such a case, we're going to be machmir. Says the Darkei Moshe, why are we going to be machmir? Why? We're interested in punishing people who didn't go to the mikveh beforehand. Explains the Darkei Moshe, skipping a couple of lines, that even though the Beis Yosef said that we follow the opinion that says Nira Kamekar, the Afshalomer, the Afagav, the Matur, Hasan Litvah, Bishabs, Mishum, the Nira Mekar, Dafka Tfila Bizmana. We only follow the lenient opinion if you're doing Tfila in its appropriate time. Avo Shalom Bizmana lo. But if you're going to the mikvah, Shalom Bizmana, then we're Choshesh for those who hold that going to the mikveh is aser. So the Ramah is pulling out a classic compromise over here. The Ramah is choshesh that the heter on Lil Shabbos is based on tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. So Aleph, we're choshesh for Rabbeinu Chananel that there is a musig of tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Beis is that we say tefillah b'zmana mitzvah is relevant even b'zman hazeh. And Gimel, the only reason we go to the mikveh on Shabbos is because there's still a remnant of tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. However, zok the Heiliger Ramah, because from the words of the Heiliger Trumas Hadeshen, what we see is what? What we see is it's not poshut to go to the mikveh. It's not poshut to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. So therefore, if she has a tzad that's tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, then she should go. But if she pushed it off, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that she shouldn't go. Now we're ready for the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah, Umuteres litbol lel Shabbos. What's the Beis Yosef going to say? I'm sure the Beis Yosef's first reaction, childish way of looking at it, is I see the Beis Yosef as the godless of Chacham Avadis, that's my vision. Sometimes the Beis Yosef will be what Chacham Avadis' reaction would be to a shita that he thought wasn't necessary. So my vision of Rabbi Yosef Kara, is when he sees the Ramah, is like, what do you need this for? Why is he making things so complicated? The halach is, that's mutter to be tovah below Shabbos. You know, why these Ashkenazim are making these things so, why do they make it so complicated? So, but zok deheiliger Ramah, umuteres litbol lel Shabbos. No, it's not always, there is a sugya whether it's mutter to be tovah below Shabbos. Im lo yichol litbol kodom lekein. If she wasn't able to beforehand, so what's the meaning behind that? By the way, this is the ultimate irony, is in the brackets that says Beis Yosef, which was, the Beis Yosef mentioned that svar, but the Beis Yosef ultimately, halacha l'maisa, rejected it. In lo yichol litvol kodem l'kein, as we explained, because now you're going to have tefillah b'zman mitzvah. V'dafkim b'ilo b'ir. But this only applies if it's b'ilo b'ir, avo b'lav hachi aser. What's the svar behind that? The whole heter over here is going to be based on the idea of A, tefillah bezman a mitzvah, B, is that there's pruer vu, like the Mechaber himself mentioned, shelo levatam l'piri yavarivya. But if you don't have both of these criterion, so in such a case, b'lav achi aser. Then adds the Ramah, v'imhoye eshelo lipo kodem l'ken, kigon shehoye achar leida, let's learn for a moment that she was weak for leida, o shelo hoye baila be'ir, so then in such a case, if she postponed it, so then in such a case, then she's not going to be allowed to. Why? Because of tefillah bizmana mitzvah being the other criterion. The Ramah concludes that this is the custom in some places. But in the place that don't have this minag, we're not going to be machmir. Let's continue reading the words of the Ramah. Now we haven't had the schus to learn the halachos of preparing for the mikvah, but a woman who goes to the mikvah on Matzai Shabbos, so then in such a case, she does her preparations on, most of her preparations on Friday. So that's not lichatchila. The reason why it's not lichatchila is because there's more of a chance that she's going to get a chatzitza in the interim. So therefore, the Ramah says, if she's postponed it, so then in such a case, then we could also hold her accountable not to go on Matzai Shabbos, because that's a bidyevit situation. Period. So this is the psak of the Ramah. In terms of halacha lemaisa, we're going to see that at the end of the day, for us Ashkenazim, it really doesn't come out that different from Achenu Hasfardim. For Achenu Hasfardim, so then there's really not many shaylas, both in terms of Matzai Shabbos as well as on Leil Shabbos. We follow the opinion that you could go to the mikvah, and it doesn't even have to be involved with the sugya of tefillah, bizman mitzvah, the issue number one and issue number two. However, as far as what is the exact custom in Ashkenaz, so here the Taz and the Shach have quite a vocal machlokas. The Taz, in the very long Sif Katan Gimel, I chose three lines that I'm going to read from you from the Taz, and then I'll read for you the Shach's response, is of the opinion that at the end of the day, the Ramah was too makel. He holds that like the Mardukhi and the Divrei HaOgur and so on and so forth, that really one should be choshesh about going to mikvah on Friday night, in quite a few situations. So let's take a look at the Taz. In my edition, it has the Taz broken up into a separate paragraph, Vikasa Bedarki Moshe, and about four or five lines into that, I would say it's about halfway through. No, it's less than that. By the way, it's Taz Sif Katan, did I say Gimel? No. Taz Sif Katan Dalit, and halfway through. The Taz, halfway through Sif Katan Dalit, maybe even a little bit more than halfway through, you have Vikasa Bedarki Moshe, and another five lines after that, the Taz says the following: Udvarim Tamuim, Kiman de la Mordechi va'ogur b'shem gedolim ma'rivayel u'ma'ril osrim legamri litbol b'shabis. First of all, most of the poske Ashkenaz. Remember, this is not the Ramah who found this. These are all these gedolei poskim that prohibited entirely to do tefillah b'shabis. Ubitrumas adesh and matir dafke below haya efsher tchila. Avol be'efsher osr afilu ba'ila be'er shabis. Lama rehiku Ramah b'zeh b'makom sheino minin. Why did the Ramah say that you could be makel in a place that doesn't have a minhag? At the end of the day, if a woman postponed her tefillah, so and she doesn't have tefillah bizman a mitzvah, so then in such a case, says the Taz, the gedolei poske Ashkenaz were choshesh that you need the heter of tefillah bizman a mitzvah, since going to the mikvah issue number three is aser, so then you're going to need tefillah bizman a mitzvah issue number two in order to create the heter. This is the opinion of the Taz. Essentially, what happens in the Nekudas HaKesef, where the Shach repeats his opinion that he says in Sif Gimel, the Nekudas HaKesef in Sif Katan Aleph, he repeats his arguments and he elaborates on them a lot more, because he's responding now to the Taz. Essentially, what the Nekudas HaKesef does is he comes back to the position of the Beis Yosef. Ultimately, the Nekudas HaKesef says, at the end of the day, Mikra Dedina, the Mechaber, is correct. If you take a look all the way at the end of the Nekudas HaKesef, Sif Katan, Aleph. It's a long, long, long Nekudas HaKesef. But at the end of the day, we have a very good crunch. The Shach, at the end of the day, didn't just say Lomdos, he also crunched it at the end. So the Nekudas HaKesef gives us the crunch. In Dibar Masel Klal HaOla. Klal HaOla, it's right at the end. Even if you don't have a separate Dibar Maskel, it's about 13, 14 lines from the end. The Kudus HaKesef says, Klal HaOla, Afo Pisha Tfila Bizman, Lav Mitzvah, Mutalit Bo B'Shabbos, Elo Shebetrumas Adeshen Kosev Deidna No Gula Hachmir. So the basic issue is that the Taz holds that's Me'ikur Dedina also to go to the Mikvah on Shabbos. The Shach holds that Me'ikur Dedina it's Mutter to go. However, in a case of where a woman was posheya, so then in such a case, since it's a complicated sugya and you don't have that tefillah bizman and mitzvah, the echoes of that halacha no longer apply. So the Taz takes the position that I had presented in Ashkenaz very literally, and at the end of the day, not only is he choshesh for tikumana, the Taz will take out these words of choshesh for tikumana, and he will hold me'ikur dedina. The Taz will hold me'ikur dedina, and the Ramah is simply choshesh, and that's what the Nekudas HaKesef. That's how the Nekudas HaKesef comes out. That and therefore, in a case of where it's the night of her mikvah, so then in such a case, everybody holds you're allowed to. And the Ramah says the whole shita of the chshash was only a minug, and where there is no minug, so then in such a case, you could be makel. Halacha l'maisa, the Shevet Alevi says that our minug is to follow the makom she'ein minug. In other words, at the end of the day, there we don't have, that I'm aware of, a minug in Ashkenaz, I can't speak to every community of Ashkenaz, I have a little bit of an affinity towards the Shevet Alevi, but my understanding is that that at the end of the day, I'm not aware of a minug to be machmir, and therefore at the end of the day, the Shevet Alevi comes out that where there is no minug, even if for the woman postponed her tefillah, unless the Shevet Alevi writes it was done with pshia, the minug is for a woman to go to the mikvah on Lel Shabbos. So at the end of the day, the minag Yisrael really is not so far apart. Even though there's these three beautiful sugyas and these three beautiful machlokas, and at the end of the day, in terms of halacha lemaisa lemaisa, unless if it's a case where a woman intentionally did not go to the mikvah, so then in such a case a shayla should be asked. But if there was any type of ones or anything like that, even though it's not tefillah bizman and mitzvah according to all opinions, nevertheless, the minig is to go to mikvah on Lel Shabbos. And the reason, as a consistent theme that we're going to have throughout, is that at the end of the day, we don't do anything to discourage women from going to the mikvah. That's the bottom line. We do everything we can to encourage women to go to the mikvah. Obviously, if she has a chatzitza, that she can't go to mikvah, she can't go to mikvah. But even there, we have genius haterim from Ramesha in regards to chatzitzas as well. The rule of thumb, as a general hadrach of Hora'a, is that we don't discourage a woman going for mikvah, because chas v'chalila, if a woman is discouraged, so then it doesn't apply to our wives and our daughters, but there will be women who eventually will not go to the mikvah because of that. And then in such an instance, that's a terrible kilkul that could chas v'chalila emerge. One of the Avrechim pointed out to me that the Lashon of the Mechaber over here in Siv Beis is a little bit different than what we've mentioned previously. Before we get to that, let me point out to you the Pesach Chu and Siv Katan Beis, along with the theme of not to discourage women from going to the mikvah. There is something that's quite discouraging about going to the mikvah on the night of Shabbos. If you look through the Shulchan Aruch, most women would not want to go to mikvah on Lel Shabbos. And the reason is based on the following. The Pesachei Tshuva and Sifkatan Beis quotes the Chacham Tzvi, and most of you know this in Hilchos, from Hilchos Shabbos, and that is that there is an Isser Midrabanan to bathe in hot water because of a gzera that appears in Parakira, and this appears in Simen Shin Chavav, that a woman is not allowed to, not only a woman, a man as well, is not allowed to bathe in hot water on Shabbos. That presumably would apply to going to the mikveh as well. There's really no reason why it shouldn't apply to going to a mikveh as well. Once upon a time, the Gedolei HaChassidim, Zuchusam Yogin Aleinu, they used to go to a mikveh, freezing cold mikveh. They didn't go to hot gishmak of mikvehs, and so on and so forth. So then it's a real question, why is this not a problem with Zeres Merchatzos? If you go through the Pischei Tshuva, there's no real good teretz. There's no real good teretz. So the Shevet Alevi says there's really no good teretz. But at the end of the day, Hanachyu Shogim V'altiyu Mezidim. At the end of the day, we don't make the mikvahs cold or even lukewarm because we don't want Chas V'Chalila, one woman in Klal Yisrael, not to go to the mikvah because it's closed. And for that reason, all of our wives and all of our daughters go to hot mikvahs. I don't know if it justifies that their husbands in Shabbos in the morning to go to hot mikvah. That's a different story. The Shevet Alevi himself raises it. I hope the Amshin of a Rebbe is not hearing this from a few blocks down and gaze on me and I'll drop to Galat Samos Chas V'Chalila. But Amshin of it's called. At the end of the day. This is the basic halacha. Some posts can just say enachanami. It's an iser derabbanan mushav shiitiu shogmalti mezidin. The Shevet Alevi does raise the possibilities that at least during the summer months where it's hot and so on, maybe the mikvah shouldn't be heated up so hot. This is a question that has to go to Gedolei Olam. At the end of the day, these issues are, we have a clear mesorah in Klal Yisrael to do everything we can not to chas v'chalil discourage a woman to go to the mikveh. There aren't many women that could be on the madrega that Rav Moshe Feinstein and his wife, that they say for 2 years that the Rebbetzin didn't go to the mikveh in Russia because the Rav Moshe was choshesh under the communist era, they couldn't make improvements to the mikveh. Rav Moshe was choshesh, the mikveh was possible. Those are tzaddikim. And not every woman today is like I described that my father told my grandmother said there was Gehenim to go to the mikveh in Saskatchewan and so on. Not everybody, our Dor Shelanu, and if it chas v'chalil means compromising one woman going to the mikveh, so then in such a case, the post can say, Mutar Shetiyu Shogin V'al Tiyu Mezidin. So that's two examples of where the minig is to be makel within Ashkenaz. Tov. One of the Talmidim pointed out, as I started saying, that the Lashon L'Mechaber and Baila B'ir Mitzvah Litbol Bizmana Shalov V'atam Epiri V'Rivya Filu Laila Achas, that if her husband is in the city, that the Mechaber and the Ramah both seem to be assuming that a woman goes to the mikvah only if her husband's in the city. If her husband's not in the city, she wouldn't go to the mikvah. So one of the greatest expressions Rav Nevinzal is reserved in terms of his emotions. One of the greatest expressions I mentioned to you in the past, Rav Nevinzal Shlita had, was when he told me that he was in the army. He came to visit his Talmidim who were serving in Lebanon, and one of the Talmidim asked him a shayla about whether to go home, whether not to go home, and his wife didn't expect him to go home. It turns out he did go home, and it turns out she had gone to the mikveh. And Rav Nevinzal was somehow involved with the story, and Rav Nevinzal had tremendous simcha that it turns out that they were able to be together on when he was able to go home for a few hours. So I mentioned in the past, Rav Nevinzal is of the opinion that even when a husband is not home, nevertheless a woman should go to the mikvah. So Talmidim pointed out, it's definitely not the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch, correctly so, they pointed out, Yisrael pointed out, it's not the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch, it's not the pashtus of the Ramah, and Rabbi Forrest called Sifrei Kabbalah, a lot of wild things from the Shvus Yaakov. It's also found in the Shevet Alevi as well. The Shevet Alevi spells out from the Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov was not into the idea of women going to the mikveh when their husband is not home. It's even mentioned that wild thing. The first time I heard it, I thought it was crazy. But it is mentioned in the Shevet Alevi for a woman to sleep with a knife under her pillow. This is not our minute. We don't have knives in we don't keep these knives in our houses and so on and so forth. But there was. It seemed like in Europe there was some type of kilkel that had happened a few times when a woman had gone to mikveh early when her husband wasn't home, and therefore the minute became not to. It seems to me that Rav Nevinzal Shlita has a slightly different approach from Zman Hazeh, because he holds that because of today's medium of travel, a lot of times a husband will come home when he didn't expect or she didn't expect him to be able to come home. Baruch Hashem, today we cut through traffic right after baking the matzahs. Nowadays with Waze and so on and so forth. Well, it used to be once upon a time, an hour and a half, 2 hours of travel. It takes a lot quicker. In 1982, Baruch Hashem, a husband was able to come home from the front a lot quicker in 1973. In 1973, a lot of husbands didn't come home from the front altogether.
Did you say bracha matzila?
Just a second. So in such a case, then in such an instance, the halacha would be that it would seem that since there's no iser for a woman to go to the mikveh on when her husband is not home, so then in such a case, the halacha encourages, if there's any tzad, that the woman would come home, even though once upon a time it was called Baal of the Ear. Baal of the Ear is a totally different ballgame today. We discussed in Hilchos Yichud what's the definition of Baal of the Ear as well. That changes to what it was once upon a time. So also over here, Baal of the Ear also would have a different definition. And unless it's clear and it's obvious that the husband's not going to come home, so then in such a case, she should go to the mikvah. Another point I did find, that Rav Forst does make a point which is very important to make, leaving aside for those of us who will follow Rav Nevenzahl's approach, that's one thing, but for the Kulei Alma, whether you go with the presentation of Shevet Levi, or whether you go with Rav Nevenzahl, at the end of the day, Rav Forst on page 258 quotes from the Sefer Yisodei Tahara, and this is very much relevant, and that is that the family is very excited. I remember when my father used to come up on the weekend to the bungalow colony on Thursday nights, we were so excited, we hadn't seen him the whole week. So Thursday night, when the father comes home, that's a very, very exciting time. What happens if the woman's Leil Tefillah is also Thursday night? So the night before, and she knows her husband's not coming on Wednesday night, she knows that he has a deposition as a lawyer in court until late at night. She knows he's doing a surgery on Wednesday night. So then, in such a case, maybe we should say that she should only go to the mikvah Thursday night. On the other hand, Thursday night, there's so many things going on. She's preparing for Shabbos, v'chule. So the Yisodei Tahara says that in such a case, everybody would agree she could go to the mikvah on Wednesday night, and this would be very, very helpful. A lot of times, if it's a late night, especially during the summer months and so on, so it's probably not uncommon. I haven't consulted with the mikvah ladies in the Catskills, but it's probably not uncommon for the women tend to go to the mikvah on Wednesday, probably not towards the beginning of the week. They're probably mikvahs in the Catskills are more full on Wednesday night than Thursday night. But the point is that she could already go Wednesday night. And if the mikvah is very, very full on Wednesday night, it's become very, very difficult for her to go on Wednesday night. She could even go, Linnea's night, she could extend it to Tuesday night. The point is that there's no halacha that says that she could only go to the mikvah at the time that her husband is in the city, and she's got to wait for him to come home, and then everything is going to be so busy. No, she could go the night before as well. And Rav Nevenzahl even pushes the envelope further, and he says that nowadays it's not even clear when it seems like he's not going to come home, that he's not going to come home as well. And this dramatic case, I think, affected Rav Nevenzahl's perspective on this as well. As far as bracha is concerned, most definitely, a person could make a bracha in such an instance. There is a discussion in the poskim about a bracha. The Dogel Mervava and others raise it. The Pischei Tshuva quotes it from the Chassam Sofer. I mentioned it to some of you. But the way we paskin in such a case is that we do make a bracha, and that is. And that is the minute.
What about Shabbos Baal of the Beer?
Yeah. I think the...
So we go against the Ramon Shulchan Aruch. We go like the Shach.
Wait, so let me get to the Shach, Bezer Hashem, and then we'll get there, okay? Okay. By the way, as far as Shabbos is concerned, if a woman has, for whatever reason, a chatzitza, and we haven't been zochah to learn Hilchos Chatzitza together, but if a woman has a bona fide Chatzitza, so then in such a case, she has to go to the mikveh again, even though b'di'evet, there are times in Mekel, if she was with her husband, if they had relations already, would not be Mekel, but that the same would apply to Hilchos Shabbos, she would go back to the mikveh. I just want to focus
back
on the... No, she would go back on Friday night. She's able to go back on Friday night. In such a case, let's take a look at the shach in Sifkat and Beis, where there is a machlokas between the shach and the Dogel Mervava in the case of Leida. The shach has a chumrah. We just mentioned that a woman who in general, it needs to go to mikvah on Lel Shabbos, we're mekel. However, there's one instance that even though the Shach seems to be the lenient opinion in Kudas HaKesef, there's one case that the Shach is machmir in, that the Dogma of Vava is also mekel in. And that is, what happens if the woman is going to the mikvah in during her Yemei Toar? So then in such a case, the Shach says as follows, that since mi ikur d'dina, a woman doesn't go to the mikvah during the Yemei Toar, so really she's not required to at all. So says the Shach, so what happens if she saw blood within the 40 days, within the 80 days, and she wants to go to the mikvah and it's Lel Shabbos? Says the Shach, in such a case we're choshish for the machmirin. That's how the Shach comes out, that you can't go on Lel Shabbos. To which the Dogma of Vava responds, based on the Svara that we've mentioned previously from the Ramah. The Dogma of Vava in Sivkot and Aleph says that in such a case, where she can't go to the mikvah, even though it's based only on a minute, really according to Din Torah, there was no need for her to go to the mikvah. And you're right, if you hold that there's a chash going to mikvah on Shabbos, maybe it should be a problem. But at the end of the day, the Halacha says that we go to the mikvah on Dam Torah as well. So therefore, the Dogma of Vava says, bottom line is that a woman who's going after Leida could also go. I did not find in any of the Sfarim that they're Choshesh for the Shita of the Shach in Sifkotan Beis. So what emerges is, like the Dogma of Vava Lahalach in Sifkotan Aleph, that even when it comes to post Leida, the Minig is going to be to be Mekel. The Ramah continues, V'chein Almana. Shasura litvol tvila rishona belel Shabbos, mishum da asa lovo lel bi rishona b'Shabbos, asura litvol gam kein b'matzai Shabbos. The Ramah raises an interesting phenomenon, and that is that the Halacha says that even though a besula, a nesuin, is consummated with the yichud room, when it comes to almana, it's not that way. And there is a gzeira midrabanan that you're not allowed to consummate a marriage with with Nisuin itself on Shabbos. So when it came to a woman who was a Besula, that they used to do the Yichud before Shabbos, so that's going to be fine. However, Almana, we paskin, this is a discussion of Evna Ezer, that it's only when they actually have Bia Mamish, so that which she becomes a Nisua. So then, in such a case, so says the Ramah the following, Chein Almana Shasur Litvol Tvila Rishona Belel Shabbos, Mishum da asa lovo alel bi rishona b'Shabbos asa litvo. So since you can't do nesuin on Shabbos, so the Ramah says that in such a case, a woman would not be able to go to the mikvah on Lel Shabbos. Remember, we said that the whole heter is based on the idea of pru or avu and so on and so forth, that we're matir her to be with her husband. So then in such a case, that only makes sense if she's going to be with her husband. But when it comes to the halacha that says that almana can't be boal on Shabbos itself, says Ramah that there are some who are machmir. That some are still choshish for today, and that requires shelas rav, what should be done in the case of an almana who is getting married. It's not so common. Almana who's getting married on Lel Shabbos, and her Lel Tefillah was only going to be that night, so in such a case, there is a discussion. The conclusion of the Ramah is to be mekel for her to be tovel on Matzoy Shabbos. So it could very well be we're machmir for this Ramah based on the Maril. V'yesh makilu matil litbo Matzoy Shabbos ho shlo tovel b'Shabbos mishum shash iser. Okay, so this was topic number one. That is a topic of bia and tefila on Leil Shabbos. And this is how we come out lehalacha. Topic number two is the basic discussion that we have in a Gemara in Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and that is a woman going to the mikvah during the day. When it came to a phenomenon of a zava, so then in such a case, the Gemara tells us that mi'ikr d'dina, she'd be able to go to the mikvah during the day and have relations with her husband at night. There's no requirement for her to go to a mikvah at night. However, our custom is, and 99% of the time, based on the Gemara, for a woman go to tefillah specifically at night and not during the day. Why? So the Gemara raises two possible reasons that come up, and this is elucidated by the Beis Yosef. Number one is we're concerned that if she's going to go to a mikvah during the day, then she and her husband are going to make a mistake And they are going to think that the halacha is that they're able to be together after they go to the mikvah, because that's a general rule. Once you go to the mikvah, the halacha is that you're allowed to have relations with each other. So since they're used to her coming home being mutter to each other, so then in such a case, we're afraid that they're going to have relations with each other during the day. Okay, so what's problematic with that? She's now tahara? Oh, so it's not complete 7 days. What happens if it turns out that the 7 days were fine?
It's okay.
So then it could very well be that's okay. But what happens if she stains at the end of the seventh day? In other words, she had relations. So then in such a case, now Lumafreya, she was over the Yisr of Karis when it comes to Azava. That's issue number one. So that's reason number one that a woman, the Gemara says, does not go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Number two, even if they're not going to be with each other at all, so the Mechaber introduces another reason. And that is the chash of srach bita. And that is that her daughter is going to think that her daughter knows that she's going to go, notices that she went to the mikvah. So her daughter is going to see, she went to the mikvah during the day. It's mutter for me to go to the mikvah during the day and then have relations with my husband. What's the nafgamina between srach bita and the chash of relations? The Gemara in Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the reason that we said over there. So the nafgamina is going to be the eighth or the ninth day. If the concern is that she is going to have relations and it turns out that she's going to see dam on the end of the seventh day, so that would apply only the seventh day. But on the eighth and ninth day, you don't have the chash. So then in such a case, you go to the mikvah on the eighth and ninth day. But if the chash is srach bita, so then in such a case, we do not go to the mikvah on the eighth and ninth day. How do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? Zok de'elik in mechaber sif gimel. Asura litbo b'yom shvi. Va'afil mamtenes militbo ad yom shvi ni ochi. Ein echola litbo b'yom. So these are two different levels. Number one, it's asur, because of the chash that we described on the seventh day, that she might have relations and turn out that she's going to be tamei l'mafreya. Number two is on day eight and day number nine is the chash of srach bita pirush dibul kabas v'kavasa lasus kamaisa. Ain't, by the way, so much of a child is what they see from their parents. It's mind-boggling how much that is, and that's what's going to happen here as well. The child's going to be davik to her mother. She's not going to know that her mother was going on the eighth day and the ninth, and therefore we have a gzera of srach bita. Therefore, says the Ramah, the hakalos. Oh, but what happens if she's a kalos? So she ain't got no children. She's just getting married. She's a fresh bride. So then, kol de machlupa yichola litbo bayom. So she could go during the day. Because she is only going to come to the chasan at night. But after the chuppah, she's considered like all other women. So the Ramah concludes that in such a case, when it comes to a kala, she's going to be able to go to the mikvah during the day. Because at the end of the... In terms of srach bita, there's no problem. She ain't got no children. What about that she might have relations and it turns out it's the seventh day of her Shiva Nikiyim and she's going to be tummy afraid? No, we get married at night. It's not the Rockland Country Club where the drinks start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So then, no, the weddings in Europe were always done at night with a few candles and a shtickle herring, and that's it. That was the way it was done. So then the halacha is going to be that there's no reason to be choshish. Comes along the shach, just a second, comes along the shach in Sifkatan Tess, and the shach says, we don't go as far as the heter of the Ramah. He says he doesn't like the heter of the Ramah. The only time that you could use the heter of the Ramah is if it's the eighth day, it's the ninth day. So then in such a case, she ain't got no kids. So then in such a case, there's not going to be a problem. However, if the issue is going to be in terms of them meeting each other early, it's true that they don't have the Rockland Country Club, but at the end of the day, there are reasons that they might end up getting married earlier. We're afraid they're going to come to see each other during the day. And in such a case, the shach seems to be machmir. The problem is that the shach doesn't explain what exactly the chash is. The Shach doesn't explain the Chash, and the Torah Shlomim in Sifkatan Ches, as well as the Berhetev, as well, also Sifkatan Ches, say the Ramah is so clear in its reason. Tamurim lechora, kiven that tamu shlo bon etz lachasan alayla, imkein afim tistra lemafreya, ein chash iser. So he says, what's the Shach concerned? The Shach seems to say he's concerned that she's going to go to the mikvah on the seventh day, and then it's going to turn out that she's going to see some blood at the end of the seventh day. So what's the problem? She's going to ask her mother what to do, and her mother's going to tell her that she's asur, kesuga v'shoshanim. We know that we trust the kala that she, even if she sees a tipas dam kechardel, she's going to tell the chasam. He says, and that there's a Rockland Country Club? No. It's not going to happen. It doesn't go that way here in Europe. Here in Europe, they always see each other in the Yichud room after Tzeis HaKochavim. So if you're concerned that she's going to see some blood at the end of the seventh day, she's going to ask her mother, who's going to ask the Rav, who's going to ask the, or also ask the Revitzin. In those days, they would also ask the Revitzin what to do in such a case. And they're going to say, that's problematic. And so what's your chash chash? Are you saying they get married during the day? They don't. Asks the Torah Shlomim. So what's your concern? Your concern is she's going to see blood. She'll ask the Shaila if she sees blood on the seventh day. This is a machlokes between the Torah Shlomim and the Shach. L'didi havi uvda. I had a close Talmud, you can't, or my Talmidim, for the last couple of years who are here, you can't figure it out because it's one of my earliest Talmidim. L'didi havi uvda, he's now a big Talmud Chacham, that what happened was that the Kala, there was an error, the Kala didn't make the error, someone who was instructing her made the error, and that they were making the cheshbon of when she should go to the mikvah, and it turns out that they counted the seventh day, that the seventh day would be shkia, the end of the seventh day would be shkia of the night of her wedding, which means that really they lost a day, they missed a day. Really it should have been that her wedding, erev of her wedding should have been the eighth day, that she goes the night before. We pointed out that we have 4 days prior. So what happened was that there was an error in the calculation. Obviously, to send the kala to the mikvah on the night of her chasana is not convenient at all, and it's quite complicated on many, many different levels. So I discussed the shaila. It came about that I discussed the shaila with Rav Neuberger Shlita, and what was suggested was to follow the psak of the Torah Shlomim, as well as the Dagum Rebava. And that is that Bidiyeved, the halacha is, because the Shach is not so clear why he's machmir on going to mikvah on the seventh day, the Eitzah was for her to go 2 o'clock in the afternoon prior to mikvah. Maybe it takes 5 hours to do your hair. So maybe, I think it was earlier in the morning, it was about 10 in the morning, so then in such a case she went to the mikvah on the seventh. Just be careful that the Chasan and Kala don't see each other until after Shkia. And this is the Pesach in Yisrael, that in such a case, halacha is that she could go to the mikvah on the 7th. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, I just saw in the notes that there are 2 sets of notes that are being worked on simultaneously, one from Rav Shechter's Talmidim, one from Rav Reichman's Talmidim on Hilchos Nida. So Rav Shechter quotes the Rav as being even more makel on this shaila as well, not only in regards to a kala, but also in certain instances of onus. Before I share with you the cases of onus of going to the mikvah on the seventh day, we shouldn't go backwards. I shouldn't say it from a salvagic. First, let's start from the Shulchan Aruch. Zok de'elig mechaber in Siv Dal. Heicha de'ika onus, kigon shiyura litbo balayla. If she's afraid to go to mikvah night, machmas tzina, because it's freezing cold, o pachad ganavim, ukiyot zibo, o shesogrin shari yair, once upon a time the goyim used to shut down the city, yichol litbo b'shmini b'vod yom. So Mechaber is Mekel on the 8th day to go Gold Yom. Alishvilo Titvo Gold Yom Afagav the Ika Onis. So the Minig Yisrael was to follow this leniency of the Shulchan Aruch. And that is in the case of an Onis. Also this happens if she and her husband are going away on vacation, that there isn't any mikvah, and the earliest time they should go is during the day of the 8th, for whatever reason, whatever the technical reasons. So if it's a real onus, I don't know if vacation qualifies as an onus, that requires Sheilas Chacham, what qualifies as an onus, but we would be makel for her to go on the 8th day. However, the Minig Yisrael also is that she should not come home until nighttime. This is spelled out in the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkatan test from the Chsam Sofer, that she shouldn't see her husband between now and then. In other words, she shouldn't come home, shouldn't see her husband, that there shouldn't be a any remnant of the chash of tiravitistar, even though on the eighth day you don't have that. B is her daughter shouldn't see her coming home from the mikvah on the eighth day. So then in such a case, she should stay in the mikvah or stay out and not come home until that the end of that period. Now the Chasam Sofer is quite a little bit machmer in this regard. He says it's not even helpful for her to go to a friend's house. He says, because her friend has a daughter, and so on and so forth. So Chasam Sofer says that you need to navigate this. Chasam Sofer requires Shelas Rav. Chasam Sofer in Sifkat and Tes says, really, if she goes during the day on the 8th, she should only come home on the night of the 9th. In a case of where it's a real tzorech, maybe poskim will be makel. There's always a good suggestion that is shopping. She goes shopping in such a case. So then in such a case, best thing that she doesn't come home either to her friend's home or to her home until the night of the night. So that is in a case of onus. I did see, as I mentioned, that in Soloveitchik Shiurim, Soloveitchik, for us to appreciate what it was once upon a time in America, we weren't Zocha that we had these beautiful sprawling communities with mikveh every 10 blocks. It used to be that a mikveh, particularly in the suburbs and so on, in the 50s and 60s, the mikveh was quite far away from home. So Shaila was as follows. Could a woman go to mikveh on Friday afternoon, when Friday afternoon is her seventh day, because she's not walking distance to the mikveh? And I also have another heter, even for Lakewood, New Jersey. Do you know in Lakewood, a few years ago, a woman was killed walking home Friday night from the mikveh? I'm quite sure it's from the mikveh, and because there's not a lot of lights, and the roads are dark, and the mikvos are quite a distance away from home. So if chas v'chalil is any case of sakana and so on and so forth, maybe it's better that she should go to the mikveh during the day. If it's dangerous on the road, so dover pashut in case of bikuach nefesh. So Rav Soloveitchik said, I think I got my story correct about what happened in Lakewood. So in such a case, Rav Soloveitchik was mekel. Rav Soloveitchik said that a woman, this is what's reported in the notes. I didn't hear this from Rav Schefter or Rav Reichman. I was zocher that they're talmidim. I had this chus once to work with Rav Schefter on the notes from the Rav, but not this. This is brand. This is fresh in Hilchos Nida. So I just saw that he said that one could even be mekel on the 7th, which is quite a chidush, and because it's a double chidush. Because number one is the mechaber only says to be mekel on the 8th. That's Aleph. Bayes is that she's got to come home during the day because she's driving home. The whole point is that she's driving home. So then in such a case, it's Srach Bita. So when you're a giant, like Soloveitchik, if this is an accurate portrayal of what our great Rabbeim took down in their notes from their great Rebbe, so then in such a case, you should know this heter is on the books, that such a minig does exist. There is a Machlokes Rishon, just to conclude, Sif Hei, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow I'll continue speaking and learning with you about all the things we were zochah to learn today. In Sif Hei, the Mechaber says, "Im aver v'tavlo b'shmini b'yom below onus afilu hachi also lo tefila." There is a Machlokes. What happens if it wasn't an onus and she went on the eighth day? So then in such a case, there's a Machlokes. If the tefila works, but we paskin does. V'cheinim aver v'tavlo b'shvi b'yom also lo tefila. If again, I must be clear, the machlokis is whether if she went on the 7th, it's kosher. We paskin it is, even though the Ravid in the name of Rabbi Choy Gon is machmir. That in other words, that's the chiddush of Soloveitchik is saying. The Ravid holds if you go on the 7th, the tefillah doesn't count. So that's quite a chiddush. That there is a rishon that says that doesn't work, but at the end of the day, it's because of srach bita and so on. You have shoulders. So in such a case, you could be making call makom to shamish afilu b'shmin adalayv tisra tefillah mi baila adalayv. So a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is just that she's tastir tefillah, so she doesn't tell her husband. At the same time, the Chasam Sofer says that best she shouldn't come home. But again, this the lashon the Ramah is to be tastir tefillah, so this requires shelas. Finally, just in terms of doing the day, I would encourage something that didn't come out at all from the reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Raman. I think this is the Minig Yisrael, and that is that a kala should go during the day. Why? Because something very nice could happen. At night, the mikvah lady is very busy. She's working with many, many married women who are coming. There are a lot of things that are going on. Chatzitzas, chafifas, and this and that, and shilas and fingernails, and this and that, etc., etc., etc. So, but if you take the kala during the day, so then they give her a tour. Then there's no one else in the mikvah. So if you arrange that the mikvah lady is there alone with the kala, then it's very, very helpful that the kala is relaxed. She gets a sense of what the mikvah is. You know, us men, we're used to going to the mikvah from Erev Yom Kippur. Hopefully the Rebbe's Chusayog and Aleinu would say even more than Erev Yom Kippur and so on and so forth. But we're used to going before Yom Tov is also a mitzvah to go v'chule. So then in such a case, a mikveh is not strange. So first of all, the whole process of going to a mikveh could be is more strange for a woman than it is for a man on many, many different fronts. So therefore it's good, even though we've learned that you're not supposed to go to mikveh during the day, the Ramah said beferish that Kala is allowed to go during the day, not in the seventh, don't get into the situation I described before. We need to rely on the Kula Dam Rav, it's a good Kula v'chulei, but at the end of the day, on the eighth or on the ninth day of her Shemunikim, she go to mikveh, get used to it, become comfortable with it, and even to turn it into a tour, and where she gets a sense of comfort, in such a case, is ideal. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow, since I wasn't able to take too many questions today, because it's chus of baking matzahs, so Bezer Hashem, tomorrow, it will be my pleasure to take Talmidim's Ha'aris and Shelos.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know how. I'm not sure how to just throw a couple of things in the number of the Shreis Rabbi.